000, Mishnah Brura, Monday night, Siman Tzadik Beis Sifches, Hamashtin, someone is urinating, Tolo Yispalo Lacha Yishik Adahilach Arba Amos, that's a span of time he should wait, Mishum Nitzotzos. So, actually, if you look up the Gemara, the source of this din, which is in Brachas, it's a Megillah, sorry, how do you like that? It's a Megillah, not in Brachas. Actually, Rashi is a little different than the Ram there. Rashi says, so that the dripping will stop and won't go into his clothing. Now, Rashi's envisioning someone that his aver is still out of his clothing. And the Arba'amus, the Ram says that there will be enough evaporation. The Ram is envisioning that he puts his aver back into the clothing right away, and you wait Arba Amos for any leftover nitzotos to evaporate, so there's nothing there anymore. Right, a slight difference. All the Rishonim deal with the issue, wait a second, you can't daven by Meir Aglayim anyway. So there's like, you know, 1,000 terutzim. Either he's standing in a high place and is this an emergency? I'm not going to have a chance for an hour. Goodbye. Okay. So either in a high place or it's an Omer Bekli. What do you have there? What word? I'm mistaking the print here. Bekli. They took away the Kli, that's all. Anyway, whatever the Eitza is, there's a reason why the problem of davening is not because of the Meir Aglayim themselves. It's just because of having been Matal Meir Aglayim. And you wait Arba Amos, Sheyishek Kedei, Mishnah Brurah Sifkotan Lamed Beis, V'acha Arba Amos, Sheyiru Chachom, Shenitzoytu Sheba Amos, Kolom B'Ksuso. He says it the Ram's way. Okay, so that's that way. V'amis Palel, Lo Yashtun HaTshishik Dehilach Arba Amos. You go in the middle of davening and you go urinate, so you should wait a drop. Why? Shekol Arba Amos, as he's davening, you're like saying the words, because unfortunately we're on automatic pilot when we daven all too often. So it takes time for the automatic pilot to come to a complete halt. So you need Kedehilach Arba Amos for that. Rechushin Merachshin Sivavose. So what about by learning? I don't know. I guess if you're a total Boki Bashas, you would have the same problem when you're learning. Right? If you go to the Omid Yomi and you chazer enough, then you would have the same problem. Ratzon Olomer Hazman Shel Hilach Arba Amos. You have to wait. Avalach Hashoshi Yozeh Mutal Hashtun Apamokum Shemus Palel. Oh, that's a point. In other words, we're just talking about waiting. But there's nothing wrong. I mean, we're not talking about it in the base of Knesset, obviously. So you could technically be mashed in the mokum that you were mispalel. There's no real kedusha. There's no kedusha attached to the place. We're not talking about a base knesses. We're talking about a mokum aroi. Mikomakom midas chasidus shlo lohashtim b'toch arba amos shel tefila. If you've davened there, kosel b'sefer chasidim tzimin tov tov chof hey shem lohashtim olorer b'mokum shekisa dam chaya v'ov b'bracha v'od shadam mechusa. Okay. Also, a bracha has been said there, when the after effects of the bracha, of the action that brought about the bracha, are still lingering. Okay, covered the bracha. What would be our equivalent? You don't need an equivalent. Whatever place. If you're on a trip, you're on a hike, you've davened somewhere, you have to be mashed in, so you shouldn't be mashed in between Arba'amos where you davened. Okay, Sif Tes, the same two things, maybe for different reasons. Harokeg lo yispalo lach yisha Arba'amos. That already, why? So that's already has to do also. It's a shtickle like with kavod. It's, you see in the Gemara Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek, like it's you mispalel, it's a lack of respect. It's a lack of kavod for tefillah. You're rokeg, and then it's like you're saying it maybe in some sort of nichush on the roke you're davening. It's incompatible with davening for various reasons. So that's a bodily function. So you wait. You're davening to Hashem. It's not. Shouldn't be casual. That's the point here. It shouldn't be so casual that you just you go from one activity to another. So the more physical an activity, especially if it has to do with the psoilus of the body, so you wait before going back, so to speak, with mechitzas hakodesh baruch hu to daven. Amuspala lo yorok achi yishar ba'amos. The same idea, because it's also barachshon sivavosei, and you know. It's not an appropriate activity. It's not covered of davening. The dafkal ritzono, if he's aware of it, pirish misharokik machmas tiul. I'm not sure what machmas tiul means, but kabbalim it means it's planned. He's aware. Avolim is davening lo roke, and you know he doesn't have. He can't daven. He doesn't have yeshiva das. So then mutter. So you see, the Bir Halacha brings down the Chayyot and says that this limitation goes on the Reisha also. And the Bir Halacha says it's not necessarily the case. Maybe on the Reisha, when you say Rokek Lo Yispalel, so what's the difference how the Rekika came about? Even if it came about this Daven Lo, but don't daven yet. Wait a few seconds. Mayim Lekamon Simen Tzadik Zayin. So the lama deforming mutra for teichat tefila. If it's mamish staring your kavana, so then you could even be rokek tochat tefila. But there's a way to do it. You're supposed to be mavliya it betochat talis, not just be rok behedya. You have to do it in a private way, in a hidden way. Tovli tein tztaka koydem at tefila. Tichsev ani betzedek echazef fonecha. Mishnah Berurah brings down a quite famous minig, Ubeza Kilos Kadoshus Niskana Minig, Litain Stokok, Shemagil, Apostle, Malaysia, Bakobu, Fonecho, Batomosho, Bakol. See, always people walk over to the Stoker box and put in money then. That they do it religiously. More so than minor things like having Kavana. You know why? They were smart. When they just said you have to do it al tefillah and he besides the echsef fonecha, but then you say it by moishiv akovim fonecha, they scared you. You know, it's a segula. Now it becomes a segula to have money. So now everybody does it. They pop up like Jack in the Boxes. The point is to do it before Shmona Esrei. And he besides the echsef fonecha is a reference to Shmona Esrei, and it applies to Mincha and Ma'ariv also. Not just the shachris. Anytime you damage one Esrei, what does it say? Tov. Tov litain tztaka. What's the source? What's the source? Nun. Yesh makomo shenogen lekabit tztaka beis kriya satora. Vushalo kohogen. Vavatam al yaday zem alishmo kriya satora vaniyaz baruch hu Hashem. It's also after Shmona Esrei, so you're not fulfilling the tov of the Mekaber. Same with Chazoras Hashatz, where it's become almost universal to collect tzedaka. I don't know, maybe not anymore. I don't know if that's when I grew up, that was the time for the shamash and the shul to go around with the tzedaka box. No, you shouldn't do it.
If the Gabe is going to go around, if he's not, then he's not.
Shabura's Lashon is V'hu Shalo Kahogen. V'hu Shalo Kahogen. So they
he
want.
He said by Kriyas HaTorah. Where's the Rav Nevi say also by Chazor HaShas? There's no Baruch Hu HaShas.
Talk like that.
There's no Baruch Hu HaShas.
Supposed to listen to Chazor HaShas.
In a Hanami, but you can listen. You don't have. Maybe the level of listening for Chazor HaShas is not the same as for Kriyas HaTorah. For Baruch Hu and for.
Why can't you listen to Kriyas HaTorah? You're listening to Chazoras HaShatz. I don't see the difference. If it's a difference in halacha and the kabel, if you tell me that chazal v'shatz you could listen to,
no, for sure not. You can't. What's listen the difference? To both the same thing. But the question is, what's the need to listen to Kriyas Torah as opposed to the need to listen to
the need to answer
Baruch Hu is certainly greater than the need to answer listen to chazal v'shatz.
And answer Amen on the bracha? No, you're wrong. It's a heavy need.
Okay, I didn't say that.
The Mishnah doesn't say that. You don't make up stories. Mishnah doesn't say that. It's wrong to do. We do it anyway. We're also, they did it.
The
Yesh Makom was Morgan, the Kabbat Stoker.
Okay, so we should tell the guy not to go around there because there are some shots.
What? I don't know. The Mishnah says the face Yesh Makom was Morgan.
Loco Hogan.
Loco Hogan.
Shabbos, we do
the Mitzvah de Zimra.
But,
you should do the
Mitzvah de
Zimra.
I'm saying we do, but I didn't miss the time.
The Seychelles are
pragmatic.
And what happens if you stand by the door as people file out? You're still not going to do Sif Yud. Modafek, you should be Mazaka people in Sif Yud. Do it during Ashrei.
Okay, I don't
know how many people are here. How many people are here during Shabbat? I don't know.
Imagine.
Really?
Imagine.
In this shul or in every
shul? Not here.
I gotta come here for Shabbat.
Not here. One.
Like, there's a bulk of people that come after Baruch Hu? Or
one. Not during Shabbat.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you always get to say
about your own. You ask me what you do with Maisa. Maisa is one of those things that it's wrong, but we do it. You know, you can't say it's an Avera. Halavai, we could. We're not going to become rich from it. So why not do it the right way? It's Shalom Kahogan. You want a taina? They're not going to listen to Pesukim. They're not going to listen to those shots anyway. They're going to be looking at the safer, so they might as well give stocker too.
No, I'm not talking about Pesukim. We didn't do it.
No, I'm talking about those shots. They're going to be.
That's
what I'm saying. They're going to be looking at the safer anyway. Kriyas HaTorah, they're going to listen to. People listen to Kriyas HaTorah. I had an aliyah today this morning. I had a very unnerving experience. They gave me an aliyah. And my glasses were off. And everybody's waiting, and I couldn't find my glasses. So I went up there without glasses. Boy, I can't do it. I couldn't see. I really can't see without my glasses. Unnerving. And then I wanted to make a mishabeach for my daughter-in-law. But you blank out. I couldn't remember her mother's name. I just blanked out. So I didn't say anything. I just blanked. I drew a blank. I'm not saying anything, okay? At this point, someone from the audience usually pops up and says, "This should be the worst avera that I do." Sad the gimel. But the truth is, mitzad the gavra, you should do sifyut. Every individual should try to give a forshman asri. Mitzad the gimel, kodim shiyuspal tzorech lishos. Actually, in my first year in the shul, it seems that people used to come collecting. There was a story in the shul. People came collecting. They came during Brichas Kriya Shema. Someone chased them out of the shul. I don't remember the story exactly. Someone chased them out of the shul, and I said the person was wrong, and he didn't understand why he's wrong. It was like a shtickle shtakle gatari about it. No, at the end I showed him he was wrong. I think he admitted to me he was wrong. That was during Brichas Kriya Shema. Yeah, during Brichas Kriya Shema, right? No, so I tainted it. It's just maybe it's Shteriya Kavana. So you don't have to let it Shteriya Kavana. You could stop, give them the money, and continue. He wanted to make a takana. That they can't come in then. I said, Anshei Sedom. I don't want to be Anshei Sedom. What? Okay, London's Yekis. Yekis, I can see it. No, Yekis, it's appropriate for.
The story with the
Vilna Gaon,
no? They asked him to come make a takana that we should do it. He said,
Here it wouldn't be. I made a joke. But anyway, but I would say, better than Chazaras HaShatz. Yeshe, okay, let's go to Tzadik Gimel. Kodem Shiyaspal Tzorech Lishos. Yeshe Shoachas, the Gemara is poshut, literal. Kodem Shiyakum Lehispalel, I mean before Shmona Esrei. From the Mechaber to Mashma, you might be able to count Bichas Brachas and Pesukah de Zimra and Bichas Kviyashma. Because he says, Kodem Shiyakum Lehispalel. Just like everything. Most things we've learned till now, Tefillah means Shmona Esrei. So the Mechaber L'Chayr is learning this also means Shmona Esrei. Kodem Sheyokum L'Hizbalel. Kedei Sheyichavim Liba L'Moko. B'Sha'achas Achara Tefillah, because you have to Shalot Teiniris Olav Kamasui. Shememar Lotzish Memena. Not the way it's usually learned, I believe, that they had to come down to earth. They were so dovuk in Hashem when they davened, they had to come down to earth. But Pashut, I don't know why you need a Shoah, like Teneris Olav Kamasi. That seems a little extreme. Shoah, you see in the Gemara, is literal. Does the Mechaber mean to Paskin literally in
Shoah?
See the Marishonim, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Gemara asked the question. You're acquainted with the Gemara. The Gemara says if they spend 9 hours a day, so when did they learn and when did they do Malacha? Why does Hashem took care of them? Even since they were Hasidim or Rishonim, and they meant it sincerely, Tarosim Mishtameres, Machdan Nasar, the Acher, and something like that. It's surprising, though, that the Mechaber paskins it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Talmid Rabbi Yoinu Chichum be Gemara, because the Gemara says, wait a second, that's 9 hours. Davol Gav de Bechol Mokom, even though usually when it says in Shas, Sho'o Achas, it could mean a small amount of time. Shoah muetas, hocha perusha shoah has poshut an hour. Mishnei mitzvah shows beyond. Umiu zola chasidim. That's the Gemara, chasidim arishoinim. Ulashor on dai b'shoah muetas, sheyisha koidim sheyaschil, shuka dehiluch shmoina tfochim. Now, if it means before shmona esrei, like our whole davening, is that. Although by mincha, again, you could always have by mincha, a guy runs in. So that's wrong. The guy runs in and wants to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he runs in and will immediately start davening. You see it many times. So that's wrong. You should be sure you at least Tehillah Shmoyin Tochim. It's not that long. It's two seconds at most. But still, you have to have that. You have to focus. You have to think for a second about what you're about to do. You're aiming the Fam Melech.
So it's not saying it's being quiet and contemplating.
L'chayra. L'chayra, that's what I would think. I'm bothered by the Lashon Mechaber. I didn't have a chance to delve into it. Lashon Mechaber is mashma before he davened Shmona Esrei. By Shachris, that's when he's going to contemplate. This is why the 100-minute minyan, by the way, Olav HaShalom, had those 5 minutes for exactly this. If you remember, we had 5 minutes for contemplation. That was into the schedule. That was to be Mekayim Disif. Well, you're supposed to, what the Svarim say, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. You're supposed to think about Shiflus HaAdam. You're supposed to think about Shiflus HaAdam and Godless HaBoring. That's what you're supposed to think about before you start davening Shmona Esrei. You obviously, you can't do it in the morning after Gal Yisrael. You won't be so Mirgul Tefillah. So, again, in the morning, that could be your thoughts when you're saying Pesukah D'Zimra. It's very appropriate. The Shiflus HaAdam and Godless HaBoring when you're saying Pesukah D'Zimra, Birchas Kriyashma. Minchas Ashrei, you have Ashrei. Okay, Meir, you have that. So I don't know. So, what's the ideal? I would say I have to do some research about the Loshon HaMechaber that is before Shmona Esrei. Pashtus, all of Hilchos Tefillah so far has been all about Shmona Esrei. So that means it would not be quiet contemplation. But you would. incorporate whatever. I have to do more research. What I'm saying is also only in Sfarim. You learn the Mechaber, he just says, you have legal lamakom, to make sure you're focused on what you're doing. He doesn't say what I said. That's already in Sfarim that they suggest. So the Mechaber means you just focus what you're doing. That could take, taka, you know, 2-3 seconds. It just means to focus. You have in the fancy Sidurim, you have tefillah, koydim tefillah. You have a whole bunch of things people would say before they started davening even brachas to put them in a frame of mind of davening. You have it by shachris, you have it. Taka don't have it by mincha ma'ariv. You have it by shachris, you have these Sidurim, these fancy Sidurim. You ever see tefillah, koydim tefillah? I always wonder, so maybe there should be a tefillah, koydim tefillah. Maybe that's Hashem's force I tichtuch via gitilo sacha. You know, if you put the right kavanas into that sentence, that's your shoya. Maybe you could be mekayim shoya shachas kodem atzila. With that, you're saying like you're focused on what you're doing, and you're saying Hashem, please help me do it. Hashem's force I tichtuch via gitilo sacha. Sheyachavim libo lemokom harizol hayemuspalu mitoy chasidur kedei sheyachavim ma'ot. I think we talked about this. There's different, really, mindsets of people. Nowadays, the Rabbonim, the Dolim, people in Chinuch, they feel that you'll definitely have more Kavanah if you're looking in a Siddur than if you have your eyes closed. But each person his own. You really can't make clone. Gam shalom lahavliya nekuda, that reed was very marked to pronounce each word carefully. Vakolafi margish odom benavsho, what does that refer to? Yeah?
That's the context.
I vote for looking in. Oisios machkimos, it's easier to think what the words mean.
But that is what the Mishnah says.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop.